how relevant is Remembering Sunday still? How important is it that everyone remembers it?
I think that the main thing is that the conflicts that were on in Afghanistan and Iraq, it's become more relevant than ever because young men and women are given the live service of the country. So even though it's the centenary of the Great War this year, it's as relevant today as it was then. The very first Remembrance Sunday right through to today always had a relevance. But I think the people of the country are now appreciate not only the sacrifices of past generations but also the current generation which continues to sacrifice.
Do you think, especially in young people with the situation going on in Iraq and Afghanistan, they have a lot more respect for Remembering Sunday and what people sacrifice for them?
I think they do. I think a few years ago when attendances were probably dropping, obviously veterans sadly passing away, but also the instances where members of the public weren't turning up in great numbers, probably back about 10 years ago. But since then, if you go to Liverpool, the Cenotaph at Liverpool on a Remembrance Sunday is packed to capacity, and many, many of those people are young people, teenagers, early 20s. So the relevance is definitely there. Some people may question the validity of the conflict, but nobody questions the sacrifice and the efforts that these young people make on our behalf.
On Clock on Sunday, there's normally a 2-minute silence. How important do you think it is that whatever people's views of war, that everyone should respect it and think about them people in them 2 minutes?
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more. I think it's 2 minutes out of a year, and if people can't take that time to just reflect, say a prayer, you know, think about the families they left behind, and think about the men now, some of the girls who've been killed in Afghanistan and Iraq. A poignant moment, and it's a time for reflection, and I think everybody should take that time and make use of it.
Do you think that enough's done in Liverpool to honour their memory on Remembering Sunday by the whole of the city in order to remember them?
I do. Certainly Liverpool City Council, I know from my own experience with the Liverpool Pals Memorial Fund, they were very, very supportive of that. Mr Anderson is very keen on making sure that Remembrance Sunday, Armistice Day, are always kept in the city's calendar, and I would invite anybody who's interested to go along to the Cenotaph at St George's Hall.
What do you think it means for the veterans themselves and their family members who have been left behind? What do you think that Remembering Sunday and the recognition they get, what do you think it means to them?
Well, I think it proves and restates to them that the sacrifice of their loved ones is not forgotten. They are not forgotten, more importantly. And I think it would bring great comfort to them to know that. We did. I attended a service in St John's Gardens in late October for the victims of the Northern Ireland conflict, and the families who were there, I know full well, fully appreciate all the efforts that are made to commemorate their loved ones.
Do you think enough's done for the veterans and the family now, even maybe if some have passed? Do you think enough's done for them for the sacrifice they made?
Yes, I think you've still got the wonderful work of the Royal British Legion ongoing. They've been going 1920, and the work that they have done and continue to do is fantastic. And also now the popular charity Help for Heroes does some wonderful work, and that's primarily now obviously for the victims of Iraq and Afghanistan, but they've done some fantastic work and continue to do so as well, alongside in addition to the British Legion. So I do think, I think there is a lot done, and the generosity of the British public certainly towards Help for Heroes in the last few years is phenomenal.
Do you think that's highlighted because of the ongoing situation in Afghanistan and Iraq?
Yeah, undoubtedly that's raised the issue in the public domain. Now that soldiers thankfully have come home from Afghanistan, we may be free conflict for a while. I'm sure it will happen again though, sadly. One of the famous quotes I read when I was studying the Liverpool Pals was, "Only the dead have seen the end of war." Sad, but very true. The work that Help for Heroes and the British Legion do is fantastic.